But it's very interesting that the mind, okay, remember better what you smell, not what you eat or what you taste, not what you see, but what you smell. So the smell is an important sense to understand the places, to understand countries. Okay, so it's very interesting when you are talking to me and tell me about this consideration about the fresh air, the pine. It's very interesting.
Olá e bem-vindo. Welcome to The Simple Life, an insider's perspective into Portugal. We already know about Portugal's amazing weather, food and people. In this podcast, we go deeper and meet the real people who make this country so wonderful. Dylan, who has made his life in Portugal, shares an insider's perspective into what makes Portugal the unique, beautiful and amazing country that it is. Join him and his guests every week as they shed some light on the incredible people, culture, history and lifestyle that makes Portugal so appealing. A country where everyone feels like they belong. This podcast is sponsored by Portugal Realty. Welcome to The Simple Life.
On this week's episode, I'm joined by the fragrant lady, Cláudia Camacho. Born and raised in Portugal, based in the mysterious town of Sintra, and Portugal's only independent perfume maker. We discuss, amongst other things, some of the challenges of producing luxury products in Portugal, what she loves about her town of Sintra, how she loves it more at certain times of the year than others, being the first ever independent perfume maker, and why Portugal smells good. For those of you listening, head over to our YouTube channel to watch this episode. And now over to my conversation with Cláudia. Welcome back, or welcome to another episode of Portugal The Simple Life. And I'm really delighted to be joined here by Cláudia Camacho. Cláudia, hello. Welcome to the podcast and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Dylan.
How are you today?
Fine with a sunny day, so better than the weekend.
The weekend was a little bit rainy, wasn't it? A little bit crazy.
Yeah.
But here we are.
But this is necessary, okay? We need rain.
We needed some rain. We definitely needed some rain, so it's good. Cláudia, why don't you start off by telling us, or a lot of people will know you as the fragrant lady, but maybe you can start off by telling us a little bit about you.
So I'm Cláudia, okay? I'm 42 years old, and I worked 70 years in the arts management area, okay, field, like a curator, art historian, because my base is history of art, like a professor at the Faculty of Fine Arts in Lisbon, and CEO of the company Art Consulting company. But in 2018, I need to change my way of life, okay? And I decide to study perfumery, and I launched my first perfume called Mystery. And in this moment, I'm working in the perfumery field, okay? And I'm very happy with this challenge, with this professional challenge. It's not easy, but I can manage well.
Nothing in the creative industries is ever really that easy. So it's I can imagine.
But sometimes it's difficult to change because you work a lot of years in a field, okay, in an area, and you have a lot of contacts in that field, and then you have to change it, okay? And it's difficult because in Portugal, you don't speak about perfumery, okay? Working independently, I'm the first woman working independently in Portugal. And then we have two men, okay, perfumers. So it's not an easy field to work in Portugal. Everyone use perfume, okay, but and you need someone to create a perfume, okay, And this perfumery is an industry with a lot of billions euros involved. But in Portugal, it's not easy.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can only imagine. Well, you mentioned art history. You live in a very, very historic place. Tell us a little bit about your hometown. What's special about it and why you love it?
I love Sintra. Okay, Sintra, it's universal known by the magical in this location. Okay, it's a magical place. And a famous British poet and traveler, Lord Byron, described Sintra perhaps in every respect the most delightful place in Europe. Okay, the glorious Eden. The blessed spot on the whole inhabitable globe. So you understand, you know Sintra. So I think Sintra is a magical place with a lot of surreal mixture of history, fantasy. It's a place protected by UNESCO as a World Heritage site. The palace, the incredible views, the notable museums collections. It's a perfect destination that people make the effort to see and to visit if it's in Lisbon, visiting Lisbon, because it's near, okay, from Lisbon. It's a incredible place.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows it because of the palace, the castle, what do you call that thing that goes into the ground, the tunnel, the spiral stick.
Regaleira, Quinta da Regaleira.
What do you enjoy about living there day to day, Claudia?
The day to day, it's not easy, okay, because I live in Sintra and I work in Lisbon, okay, and Sintra is Lisbon is now with a lot of tourism, okay, so it's perfect to visit, okay. Mm-hmm. But for people that is living there, it's difficult with a lot of people, with a lot of noise. So it's not easy to live in these touristic places. Okay, it's very beautiful for international people that are visiting Portugal and think, oh, this is beautiful. Okay, but not for the local people. You always have Sintra, okay, in different hours, okay. So if you visit Sintra at 6 or 7 a.m. or 11 p.m., you have a lot of silence, okay, and you can visit Sintra without a lot of person and tourism.
So where do you go when you want some peace and quiet? Where do you go for some silence?
I love walking. Okay, yes. So. I prefer walking alone or with some fog. I love the nights with fog in Sintra. I think Johnny Depp too with the film that was filmed in Sintra, Nona Porta, Nine Door. So I prefer to go to the mountain. Okay. Mm-hmm. And at night, it's a beautiful place too.
Very nice.
Then we have the pastry, okay? And then we have the pastry. So we have the queijada, a small circular cake made with eggs, milk, sugar, and cheese. And then the travesseiro, a cylindrical puff pastry filled with almonds and eggs. And I love places that you can try local pastry. Okay, I love visiting abroad. Okay, places that I can have pastry from local. And Sintra have very good pastry.
Yeah. My son, he's 4 years old. We went. Not long ago, we were trying to get him to stop using his shusha, the dummy. And we went to, there's a place in Lisbon where there's a shusha tree and the children can leave the dummy on the tree. And then we decided, okay, we're going to make a whole weekend. And we decided we're going to go take him to go leave the shusha. And then we're going to stay. Yeah. And we stayed near to Sintra. And I think on the Sunday, we went to a place that's very famous for the queijadas and the other one that you mentioned, the cake, the pastry.
Lepsairus, yeah.
Yeah. It was packed. There were so many people. We had to wait in a long line. Yeah. But yeah, we bought some and really, really delicious. And yeah, it's a beautiful place.
And then you have coladas and they have Azangas do Mar, that it's beautiful.
Azangas do Mar, yeah.
Yeah. You have very good wine from Colares. You have Praia Grande, Praia das Maçãs. You have Magoito. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place.
We're lucky to be surrounded by so much natural beauty in Portugal. Everywhere you go,
yeah.
It's forests and nature and beaches and quiet if you want it. Yeah, exactly.
It's true.
So how did you get into the creative world? You've had a very sort of creative background with film and with the magazine and everything. How did this all happen?
Dylan, it's a difficult question, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I think it's my DNA, okay? I think it's my DNA. Mm-hmm. I studied violin with 13 years old. So, and then I visit a lot of monuments and heritage, and I have actors, friends, musicians, friends. So I think it's a mix of everything. Okay, like a curator, you have a creative view, of course. Okay, you think about the exhibition, you think about the concept of the exhibition. So, with artists, that they are the artists, not me, like a curator. Okay, in this moment, working with perfumery is different. Okay, because mm-hmm. I see perfumery like a piece of art. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is the first time that I'm working like a creative, but with hands, okay, not only with minds, okay. And I think this is the difference when you are working only on the mental level, okay, like in a creative line, but on the mental level, and when mm-hmm. then you are working with hands, okay, doing something. But I think it's DNA. I think it's DNA.
It's a difficult place not to get inspired. Being in Portugal, you're surrounded by history and these beautiful sceneries and nature and everything. So I can understand how it's in the DNA and how it's something that almost evolves in us, because we're always surrounded by these beautiful places and these beautiful monuments and everything.
Yeah, Portugal is home to a variety of landscapes with a warm sun. So I think it's a perfect place, okay, to inspire people, okay? In this moment, I think it's a better place for international people than national people, okay? Mm-hmm. And but yes, Portuguese is always my inspiration base.
How does for you personally, Claudia, how does Portugal inspire you?
Portugal, when I speak about perfumery, okay, I was inspired firstly by Sintra, okay, not for Portugal, mm-hmm. Portugal, okay, but by Sintra, and I'm creating, okay, because I didn't finish yet, a trilogy, and the inspiration was Sintra. And all the names of this trilogy, or Mystery, Relic, and Tragedy, were inspired by works by Eced Queiroz. Okay, Eced Queiroz, it's a famous writer, a Portuguese writer. Yep. Okay, that was also passionate about Sintra, and I think unknown, something unknown abroad, okay, but a very important writer in Portugal. And olfactorily, I managed to harmonize Sintra in three perfumes, okay? The first of all, Mystery, a perfume that is a ode to humidity, fog, okay, mountains, and a lot of people ask me, oh, okay, I told you humidity, so it's a fresh perfume. No, it's not a fresh perfume, because humidity is not fresh, okay? Mm-hmm. Humidity, you have a lot of mushrooms, you have the woke moss, with moss, okay, of the trees, so it's not a fresh perfume, okay? It's mm-hmm. a very strong perfume. The second one is Relic, and it's a floral, okay, with a strong focus on the past, because you have Sintra like Sintra is nowadays, okay, because you have a lot of past and you have a lot of Portuguese past in the discovery, okay, in the time of discovery. So with various with spices, with it Portugal it was a very important exporter too, okay, from raw material. For example, the orange, okay, from Algarve, mm-hmm. Was a very important raw material for the perfumery in the 18th century, okay? The wow. orange from Algarve. So Portugal, yeah, was important in raw material. So the Relic, the second one, is a floral scent, okay, with this past. And the third one, it's a tragedy. Is a journey through the oceanic air and the vineyards of Collage, okay? So, and I love to mix the perfume and wine, okay? Because there is a similar language, okay? So, your question, not inspired by the Portugal, okay? But for these three perfumes, I was inspired by Sintra, okay, by the humidity, by the floral scents, by the oceanic air, okay, and these three perfumes create the trilogy, okay, about Sintra. So amazing. This is the biggest inspiration for me in this moment in the perfumery area.
Amazing. So Mystery, you've released Mystery already, and the other two are still coming, correct?
Yeah, this year.
Okay, exciting. I remember, yeah. I think Mystery was kind of how you and I first got in contact. I think I saw on LinkedIn and somebody had written a really amazing review about your Mystery perfume. It was a British writer or something like that.
Yeah, it was amazing, yeah. Amazing. Because I don't know, Steve, I don't know. But he loved the perfume, okay? And wrote a critic, a very, very amazing critic. And that critic helped me a lot, okay? So it was considered one of the best perfumes the last year.
Amazing. And it's got a very unique packaging as well.
Yeah, with cork, with natural cork. Mm-hmm. Because of course, cork, we are talking about Portugal, so I need to talk about cork. It's a simple package, okay, but a beautiful package. It's a natural package.
Yeah, it's unique and it's very, very beautiful. So congratulations. I haven't smelled the perfume, but the packaging looks
yeah. You need to smell it.
Yeah, I do. How did you become the fragrant lady? So you've mentioned you're the only independent perfumer in Portugal. What does that mean exactly, Claudia?
We have physicians and chemists, people working in perfumery, okay? Mm-hmm. But imagine people work with when you study perfumery, a lot of time you don't go to work with perfumes, okay? Mm-hmm. You are going to work, imagine, with detergents, okay, where you're using WC or your kitchen to clean, or shampoos, mm-hmm. or body cream, okay, and create the smell for that product, okay?
Okay.
And you have people working in Portugal in that area. But a perfumer that launched the perfume in her own name, okay, I'm the first, okay? Some people ask me, oh, okay, but we have a designer called Ana Salazar. It's very known in Portugal, Ana Salazar, that she has a perfume. Okay, in her name, but Ana Salazar is not a perfumer, okay? Mm-hmm. She asked for a perfumer to create the perfume,
something
okay?
For her.
Mm-hmm. So the name, the Fragrant Lady, okay? It's a story... with my mom, okay? My mom passed away 4 years ago, and my mom is often referred to as a lady who is always so perfumed, okay? When I created the first perfume, Mystery, I launched it on my own name. However, on social media, I ended up adopting the name The Fragrant Lady, compliment to my mother, okay? And since my market it's mostly international, the mm-hmm. brand name in English also helps. Okay, my name is it's normal. It's a normal name. Okay, Claudia Camacho. For the international brands, it's not sound so strong. Okay, mm-hmm. And I think it's a beautiful way to remember my mom. Okay, and so I use the Fragrant Lady in social media, and a lot of people call me the Fragrant Lady and not Claudia Camacho.
So Claudia Camacho is a nice name. It's a good name.
Yeah,
it's a good name. Claudia, this is I'm a realtor by day, and I have clients, like you mentioned, international client. I have international clients from all over the world who come and buy property here in Portugal. And one of the things that they always talk about is when they get here, it just smell the smell in the air and the purity in the air and how, you know, with the ocean and the forests and the pines and everything in this country. We're very lucky here to have that freshness in the air, and because you don't see it everywhere else, you don't smell it everywhere else. Portugal is quite unique in this way.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
I lived in Madrid.
In where?
Madrid, Spain.
Oh, Madrid. Yes. Okay.
Madrid. Yeah. And it's and I love Madrid. Okay. Sometimes I say I have a German mind and a Spanish heart, okay? Mm-hmm. But the body is Portuguese, okay? Don't worry, because the body is Portuguese. And I lived 3 years in Madrid. And the air, okay, the fresh air is something that I missed in Madrid, okay? Of course, if you are working in Lisbon, okay, you have a lot of pollution in this moment, mm-hmm. okay. And in Sintra, for example, I have a lot of problems with tuk-tuks, okay. I cannot mm-hmm. understand how it is possible Sintra work with tuk-tuks, okay, mm-hmm. and not electric tuk-tuks. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you, Dylan, that is the smell. It's very important, and it's curious because it's important. Understand the country, okay, and you sell the country by the sea, okay, by the what you see, the landscapes, etc., and what you taste, okay. So it's very interesting. You sell the country like for these senses, okay. But it's very interesting that the mind, okay, remember better what you smell.
Mm.
Not what you eat or what you taste, not mm. what you see, but what you smell. So the smell is an important sense to understand places, to understand countries. Okay, so it's very interesting when you are talking to me and tell me about this consideration about the fresh air, the pine. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so people listening, I'm here with the Fragrant Lady, and we're here to tell you Portugal smells really good. Claudia, I mean, how would you describe it? The fresh air, the sea air, the forests. How would you describe the way the good part would smell in Portugal, or even if you want to describe Sintra to people?
It's a fresh air in Sintra. You sense a fresh air about you have the an important climate, okay, and a different climate in Sintra.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the microclimate in Sintra, called mm-hmm. microclimate in Sintra. And then you have a lot of fresh air, pines, okay, or in Colares, of course. You have eucalyptus. It's the eucalyptus smell. It's very important in Portugal because you have a lot of eucalyptus.
Too many. But they smell nice. They smell nice.
But smell nice. It's incredible. It's incredible. I love the smell of eucalyptus. Then you have a very interesting flowers. But at perfumery, okay, what you think that the flower will smell, it's not always what the flower smells. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in my workshops, I give some raw material to smell, and when I'm talking about flowers, imagine magnolia. Okay, you have magnolia at Sintra, or you can find I don't know the name, camellia. Okay, camellia sinensis from the tea in Sintra, and you cannot smell camellia. Okay, and magnolia, if you smell magnolia, it's not a strong smell, okay? But when you have the extraction for this raw material, for the magnolia, it's an incredible smell.
Mm-hmm.
So people tell me, oh my God, this is incredible. I never smelled before a magnolia, okay? Or a cassiflower. So for me, it's very important, okay? The flower family in Sintra. Then you have the gourmand senses in Sintra too, okay? The cinnamon, for example, that you have in Queijadas, okay, it's important. Divine, it's very important too. So it's a very a place, a rich place to develop the smell sense.
Mm-hmm. So maybe one of your next perfumes after the trilogy needs to be based on a pastry, you know, that could be
Yeah, the third one, the tragedy, I think puts cinnamon, okay, in the perfume.
Okay.
So yeah.
Very nice. Claudio, tell us a little bit about your work as well with Bocai.
People say Bocai, but it's from Bocai in English.
Okay.
So it's a lifestyle journalistic project. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Pioneer in the segment that explores the smell, creating links with the other senses. Okay. So it's a olfactory lifestyle magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I think you cannot find something like this in the world. Okay, mm-hmm. You can find about the smell. Imagine magazines about the history of the smell, the culture of the smell. Okay, smell culture, smell history, but not the lifestyle about around smell. Imagine smell and stay. Okay, I visit some hotel or some place to sleep. Okay, and analyze. Okay, understand the smell in that place. Or smell and taste. I'm going to a restaurant, okay, and I'm going to choose the food that's in menu. It's more important for me in the sensorial feeling, okay. Like okay, this meat with coriander, meat with orange, okay. So It's a very, or smell and shop. Okay, imagine you buy a candle, or you buy a tea, or you buy a wine, and I will try to understand the smell of that wine, smell of that that candle. It's a magazine around every the other senses: taste, touch, sight, hearing. Okay, hearing around this the smell. Okay,
interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, I'm loving this project.
Yeah, amazing. And amazing that connection. It's almost subconscious, the stuff that happens when we smell something, what we remember, what we feel, that you say we remember it more at a later stage than something that we maybe tasted or saw. It's incredible.
Dylan, because the smell is the only sense that links directly with the brain, okay? Mm. With the, you have in the brain a part called the limbic system, okay? Mm-hmm. In this limbic system, you have a hippocampus. It's a part in the limbic system, hippocampus, mm-hmm. that keep your memories, okay? And and it's important because when you smell, okay, you need to breathe to smell, okay? If you don't breathe, you cannot smell. So you if you don't smell, if you don't breathe, okay, you die. So the smell is very important, and you have a link, okay, a link that direct link with the brain. So it's very important. It's your stories, your childhood stories with mm-hmm. It's about your memories, about your family tastes, okay, the cake that your grandmother made, okay, it's very important. With COVID, okay, with COVID, for example, you know better than me, United States of America gave to the smell investigation more money in these last 2 years than in the last 20 years, okay? So there is a lot of investigation about the smell because it's an important sense. Mm.
Interesting. I want to talk just a little bit, Claudia, about luxury products and luxury products in Portugal. Portugal, again, with clients from all over the world, one of the things that with clients from all over the world, one of the things that they always talk about is how cheap Portugal is, how inexpensive it is to eat, to drink, to do these kind of things. And I think one of the things that sometimes Portugal's not recognized for is luxury products. And we have a lot of really good quality product in Portugal in terms of the stuff that we're producing. So here we're talking perfumes, but winemakers, chocolates, oils, creams. There's so much stuff. A lot of it my wife has introduced me to over the years that I never really knew.
Okay.
Portugal should also be known for these luxury products, and we shouldn't be afraid that they're expensive because they're supposed to be. They're worth the money. And we have some really good quality produce in this country. What can you say about that?
Dylan, it's a complex question, okay? Because I think Portugal has a lot of charm, okay? Brands, charming brands.
Mm.
Charm brands is different from luxury brands.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you need to have. I need to be careful with this. I think we need to have a social level, okay, to have luxury brands. Imagine, I lived in Madrid for 3 years, okay, in London too, Spain and United Kingdom. There is a monarchy, okay, so, and there is people with money, and with a different social stage, okay, mm-hmm. and I think the luxury, it's more easy to work luxury brands in that places than in Portugal, okay, because when I have, imagine, my perfume, okay, mystery costs 170 euros. Okay? Mm-hmm. For a Portuguese person, it's a lot of money. Oh my God, what? 170 euros for a 40 ml from perfume. If I go to Spain, or if I go to the United Kingdom with my perfume, okay, people ask me, "Oh, Claudia, it's so. You cannot send your perfume, okay, with this value. It's only 25 units per year. You have to push the price, okay? So it's not only the social stage, but it's only the mentality, okay? Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of good products, okay, but not a luxury society, or people with money to buy this, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't know to resolve this problem, because imagine if I buy a good wine for 25 euros, okay, and if I push to 40 euros, it's impossible for Portuguese people buy that wine, okay? Yeah. And it's not fair. So it's difficult to encounter, okay, the balance between these. Because
it's interesting.
Why? Because it's if Portugal we have poor salaries, okay? Poor salaries. Yeah. It's impossible, Dylan, to buy expensive things, expensive brands in Portugal. So I say Portugal, it's a perfect place for international people, not for national people, okay? If you had to pay 700 or 800 for a rent, okay, in Lisbon, and it's okay, it's very difficult to people live in Portugal. So the luxury,
yeah,
it's complex.
Yeah, but we've got the capacity that we're producing really good produce, really good, that's as good as anywhere in the world.
Yeah, we have the capacity, okay. But then we have another problem, okay, the exportation to sell abroad the product, okay. So it's another problem.
Yeah, it's a challenge. Claudia, yeah. You mentioned you lived in Madrid, you've lived in London, these are very well-known cities, and you mentioned earlier when you lived in Madrid that you missed the fresh air in Portugal. What else did you miss and appreciate about your country when you were living abroad?
Honestly, Dylan, coffee.
I'm not surprised.
I'm sorry, but it's coffee. Okay?
Tell me about the Spanish coffee. Is it not good? The Spanish coffee is not good.
No. I love Spanish people. I love Spain. Okay, but the coffee is terrible.
I know the coffee in the UK is horrible, but in Spain,
in
I didn't
UK
know.
Too. Yeah. So I think I really miss the coffee when I'm living in other countries. It's coffee. Of course, family. But coffee is it's important for me.
Amazing. You speak to a lot of people. You've with your previous work. I mean, what do you want to say about for our listeners who want to know more about Portuguese people? What do you want to say about Portuguese people, Claudia?
I think international people can help Portugal in this way. Okay, I will explain. Like a creative person, okay, I can create anywhere and everywhere. Okay. When you have a creative mind, you can create somewhere. The most important thing is to find a place that embraces this creativity, okay? Mm. And I think Portugal is not the best place to carry out creative projects, okay? Mm-hmm. So when I present it, if I present, because a lot of people is now in Portugal from United States of America, you know, from Canada, from Germany, from around the world, okay? It's important, and I sometimes I prefer, I think it's ugly to see this, but I prefer to present creative projects to these people, okay, from abroad that understood better the creative project that from to national people, okay? And this is a problem, okay? And it's not about creativity. It's about when people ask me, how do you feel in Portugal? I love to create, but I feel better in a place that can embrace this creativity, okay? Mm-hmm. That can give me space not only to create, because I create everywhere, okay, but to carry out the creative projects, okay? And Portuguese people is about, no, I will tell you someday. And it's very difficult for people that like to work hard, okay? And I think because people from Lisbon told, I don't like this because I live in Lisbon, and now I need to go to another place to live because the houses is too high, okay? And I think it could be, okay, a balance between people that is working here and that is using Portugal to live, okay, and to help the country, okay, in these problems too. I think it's imagine if I go to Spain, okay, I'm not only go to Spain to live there and oh, this is so relaxing, I love Spain. No, I love working the Spanish culture, okay, and help Spanish the problems in Spanish, okay, in Spain. So I think it's important, okay, the other side, okay. Portugal is a beautiful country, but has a lot of problems and about productivity. And I think with the experience from these people living in Portugal, for these international people living in Portugal, I think we can push up Portugal and help Portugal in with this problem.
In this creative way.
Yeah.
But there's something that's obviously bringing people here to this country. And I keep hearing them talk about the kindness of the people. I mean, this is obviously a reality because we have so many people coming here because they feel good here, because they feel welcome, because they feel a connection to the people as well.
We are Portuguese people is very kind. It's very kind. And I think it's received very well people from abroad. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, besides the issue here, we have creativity and you've spoken about how difficult, you know, kind of doing luxury products in this country. Yeah. What are the things that make you proud of Portugal? What are the things that make you proud of your country?
Well, this week, okay, or in this moment, I'm not proud of Portugal, okay? In this moment, Dylan, in this moment, okay? If this interview is it's in February, I don't know. Okay, but Portugal is one of the most in this moment. It's the corruption is in our days. Okay, you open the TV and it's about corruption. But Portugal, it's interesting in this way. Portugal teach. Okay, that luxury lies in simplicity, okay, in the authenticity, in what is genuine, and I think Portugal teach, okay, about the possible luxury in this authenticity. Okay, mm-hmm. Luxury is not only money, luxury is not only gold. Okay, luxury is not 5-star, 6-star hotels. Okay. It's about time. It's about slow. It's about genuine. Okay. And I think Portugal can teach about this type of luxury. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think it's a beautiful way to understand Portugal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Claudia, what's one thing that you want people to remember and take away from our conversation? Just one thing.
One thing. Smell, breathe, live. Okay? But first, smell.
I like that. I like that a lot. Claudia, how can people follow you online, keep up to date with your work, and see what you're up to next?
Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
The Fragrant
the
Lady.
Social media, yeah. The Fragrant Lady. On LinkedIn, of course, Claudia Camacho, okay? But in Facebook and Instagram, thefragrantlady.pt.
Okay, perfect. Claudia, I've enjoyed this conversation. A question we ask all of our guests: Portugal, the simple life, why?
The authenticity. I think it's the most important thing in Portugal. Okay, we are not so polite like people from UK. Okay, and not so straight mind from German people, okay, but I think the authenticity it's important, and it's a treasure, it's a beautiful treasure.
I like that. Wonderful. Claudia, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Okay,
and
that's a wrap.
Exactly, that's a wrap. Thank you.
So thank you once again to Claudia, and thank you to all of you for listening. Please subscribe, share with your friends, give us a thumbs up, and please leave a comment or a review. We always love to hear from you. Don't forget, Portugal The Simple Life also has a magazine. Download it. It's for free. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And as we say in Portugal, um abraço. Welcome to The Simple Life.